If you've heard it once, you've heard it far more than a thousand times. Politics in America is divided beyond repair. Republicans and Democrats, whether in Congress, the Florida legislature, or the family dinner table, are at each other's throats. Literally. The hyperpartisanship, it's said, has put the combatants and the nation in peril. But then you talk to someone like Florida's former congressman from the 18th district. His name is Patrick Murphy. And he's a Democrat. And you ask him why he and his good pal, a former congressman from Florida's 13th district named David Jolly, ran for Congress in the first place.
First and foremost, you know, we care about our country. We care about solving problems. I don't think either one of us got into this with the intent that it was about our party. It was about our country and making a difference. However small that could be, we wanted to at least try to do something.
One of those things, says Murphy's buddy, Mr. Jolly, was that the two men spent a lot of time talking about things other than politics. Oh, and I did mention that Jolly is a Republican, right?
Getting to know each other, getting to know each other's families, and where you're from and a little bit about each other helps you not be so antagonistic about someone's view, but maybe understand actually a little bit about where they're coming from.
Despite this friendly personal connection, Jolly says both he and Murphy quickly learned just how deep the political divide is.
I think Patrick and I had similar experiences in Congress. You know, we both came from very competitive districts. Myself, a Republican in a district President Obama had won twice. Patrick from a district where he unseated a Republican incumbent. And quickly in Washington, you realize just how divided the Congress is.
Part of the divide, thinks Murphy, is now baked into the system.
Let's look at the gerrymandering. The fact that 90% of congressional districts are basically predetermined is a big problem. It's incentivizing people to be more liberal or more conservative.
Not to mention, adds Murphy, the tsunami of attack ad cash pouring in unrestricted to the partisan super PACs. Also the ability of the electorate to isolate itself in partisan media bubbles. But both men also see hope. David Jolly, for one, applauds his home state of Florida's efforts to make voting districts more competitive, both through constitutional amendment and then affirmative court action. And he thinks there are more good things to come.
In fact, the Constitutional Review Commission has under consideration the possibility of a top two primary system. We are seeing those movements in states across the country. And the great news is the Supreme Court is largely affirming those moves, as long as they are voter-led and they don't infringe upon certain basic civil rights or heightened classes like race, gender, and so forth.
Now the two former congressmen, David Jolly and his buddy Patrick Murphy, are taking their plea for less division and more citizen involvement on the road.
What you know, we're trying to do is get people to really understand what the core problem is instead of just complaining, oh, our government's so broken, these are the kinds of terrible people, and you know, complaining about it, and say, hey, here's a few things that we think you can do by getting active, by getting involved in whether it's local, state, federal politics to make a difference because we can change this.
Jolly and Murphy will bring their message to Florida's capital city next Tuesday evening during the meeting of the group called The Village Square. It sponsors regular community forums on often controversial topics, all in the hopes of promoting more civic engagement and civility. The program, Why Gridlock Rules Washington, takes place at Florida State University's Turnbull Center starting at 5:30. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.